It is no secret that processed foods aren't good for you, but a new study finds that it's not just the high fat, sugar, and salt content that wreaks havoc on your diet. Researchers with the National Institutes of Health found that even when the nutritional values are the same, adults eating a processed diet will consume over 500 calories more per day than someone eating an unprocessed diet. We're going to talk more about it. We are joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dr. Scott Kahan, director of the National Center for Weight and Wellness in Washington, D.C., and a faculty member at the Johns Hopkins School of Public Health. Doctor, thank you very much for talking to us. This shows us that these processed foods don't fill us up as much as less processed foods. Is that correct?
We don't know exactly why it is that that people in the group that were eating the ultra-processed foods ended up gaining more weight. One of the hypotheses is that it doesn't fill us up as much. Another hypothesis is that hunger hormones are increased when you eat ultra-processed foods compared to eating relatively unprocessed foods. There are still other hypotheses, but what was clear is that the people eating the unprocessed foods lost weight, and the people eating the ultra-processed foods gained weight despite the caloric intake being the same across the groups.
I think some of our listeners might be surprised by what constitutes processed food.
Well, a key thing here is ultra-processed foods. Much of what we eat has some degree of processing in it. But what we're talking about is sort of the real ultra-processed, almost fake foods, like mayonnaise would be an example, white bread would be an example, you know, heavy syrups would be an example. Those are extremely common, chips, of course. These are extremely common foods that we tend to eat, in part because they taste good, and in part because they're so ultra-convenient. For many people, that's the majority of their diet is ultra-processed foods.
But there's something in them that doesn't fill us up or doesn't signal to our brain that we are full.
So again, hard to know exactly. I mean, we know that there's lots of simple sugars and such in them that probably has something to do with it. Because they are ultra-processed, the processing does the work of our body. So instead of our bodies having to metabolize and break down the foods, the ultra-processing does that. So it gets absorbed quicker into the body, it raises our blood sugar quicker, and apparently changes hunger hormones quicker as well. So look, there's a lot more research that needs to be done here, but this is a fascinating study. None have been published like this, and it really starts to give some credence to what many of us in the field have been saying for a while, and that is people tend to over-focus on carbs versus fat or the like, but the quality of the foods that we eat, whether carbs or fat or other nutrients, the quality of what we eat is particularly important. And so I look forward to more studies that further flesh this out, but this is a landmark study.
Dr. Kahan, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate that. Dr. Scott Kahan is director of the National Center for Weight and Wellness in Washington, D.C., also a faculty member at the Johns Hopkins School of Public Health.